Hello, Mary Bay. You know my name. I think your reputation is known throughout the land, Mary Bay. Oh, I'm glad we don't have to do introductions, Richard Hyman. Thank you so much. Now, I am on the hunt to work for a new newspaper, and I believe your up-and-coming little rag is perfect for me. Up-and-coming rag, we are the best-selling paper around in the country. That's nice. Mary Bay, do you really know who you exactly are talking to? Yes, I'm talking to the son of the Prime Minister, who, because of his father, is probably the reason why that paper's circulating. I can do good all by myself, okay? I have managed and proved myself in what I've been able to do, and my father has nothing to do with it. I am a self-made man. Of course, you totally are not doing anything to, you know, further your dad's career. I've helped my father like any son would. Well, up to the White House, eh? We haven't reached those heights yet. We've only got Prime Minister. So it is true that he wants to be President of the United States. See, a long detour, I suppose, from the time when he had that whole assassination fake attempt thingy-majiggy being put in prison. And it comes all full circle, him becoming Prime Minister here, and it ends up becoming President of the United States, however that works. But I'm sure you've got all that at hand. Mary Bay, do you really want to work? Because you're really doing all the wild things, if that's the case. Well, do you want my expertise or not? I am well renowned. Yes, you're well renowned for getting lawsuits. What's a few lawsuits here and there? Listen, maybe I don't want to get the Grasmere Valley's paper, you know, leftovers. Leftovers? There's a reason why Olivia Gray Neptune fired you after all the stuff you printed about Joe Johnson. And was it all lies, may I ask? Mary Bay, half of them were lies, and secondly, it wasn't even news. We're doing the news, not the olds, and you were putting all old stuff that would have been revealed already. But I had people salivating at what I was printing. I mean, come on. Mary Bay, it was all straightened out, the truth, y'all, and as a result of that, you were fired and you'll be out. So I don't want you near my little paper, my little rag, if you will. I don't have time to deal with your drama. I suppose you got enough dealing with your father. No comment. If you excuse me, I've got a call. See yourself out, can you? Of course I will, of course. He doesn't know what he's missing. The best gossip columnist who managed to get paper printed like it's printed money. And what's this? Oh, this is news. That's exclusive here. No one mentioned about that. Well, seems it's bizarre, I'll just pocket this in. And I'll see if the competition looks like what I have. Well, Melvin, darling, have you seen the reports of the paper this morning? Well, as in how many people have been buying it? Yes. Well, Olivia, it seems like it's gone off the shelves. Exactly. It's so fantastic. I mean, we're getting one up on Richard Hyman, I can tell you now. Yeah, but I don't understand why. What is that supposed to be, Melvin? Well, we've done our normal printing, like we haven't had any, you know, revelations or anything like that at all. I mean, it's just been a normal, quiet day. Last time I checked from what we were supposed to be printing out. Well, don't bite the hand that feeds you, okay? Richard, we are doing fantastic well, and we should keep thinking about it, okay? And what is the meaning of this? Oh, boy. Nanny Prescott. Yes, that's right. And I'm here too, honey child. Well, it's nice that you're here too, Daisy. Now, guys, what do you exactly want? Oh, well, hello, Olivia. Hello, Melvin.
Charlene, boy, what are you doing here?
My job, unlike you two. Now, I have all...
Honey, we were here first.
No. I'm here. Now, if you don't mind, I need to talk to you about the process in terms of printing out stuff. Now, we have got a good case against Jake at the moment in terms of the murder of Toby McHale. And I do not want any of your funny business trying to ascertain anything that might be contrary to those.
Honey, child, shut up!
Excuse me, do you know who you...
Don't give me that line, child. I know exactly who I'm talking to. I'm talking about the worst police chief that this town has. And we had Dale for ages, honey, child. So don't you start. You have got more blind size than Sandra Bullock, child. Don't you try it. Okay? So yeah, I said shut up and I know who I'm talking to, okay? You literally trying to manipulate stuff just so you can get your little verdict around here, honey child, and Jake didn't even do it.
And what is the proof of that?
Well, honey child, how about we go a little on a little journey? And then little Jenny, you shut up and let me talk to these people.
How dare you speak to me like this? Honey child, you're literally in this office to try and coerce people to not print out the news, honey child, to not print out the truth for your own little endeavors, honey. So if I was you, I would hush it before they print it off the next minute, okay? Honey, we were here first. You wait in line. You ain't no Demi Lovato, you ain't no Christina Aguilera, and you don't wait in line. You need to wait in line because you literally are the police, honey child. So wait in line. Okay, so who am I talking to first? Well, Olivia, you're talking to Astra. We're here together. Okay, what's your problem?
Honey, this front page is the problem.
What problem is the problem?
Look!
Cristiano Voldo, Charlie Voldo, and Christian Voldo have been killed in an airplane crash as they were going off to Portugal. The famed footballer and poet and...
Honey, what is the meaning of this?
We did not put this in at all. Olivia, what's going on here? Honey, you're denying that you put this in? Yes, the front page was not going to have this at all. Listen, this is the first I've heard that Christoph Voldo had died.
Honey, you're hearing, Dad?
How do you know that?
Well, honey, I called the airline. I was so concerned. I'm like, the fact that no one else knew and there was no one on the TV or anything. I'm like, Christian Voldo died and not the plane crash. And like, we would have found the plane crash, huh? Because Matthew Prince was on that plane. You know, was flying the plane. And Matthew Prince is fine and well. I just talked to Kitty. I know Kitty's always trustworthy, but she literally was just off the phone to Matthew and he was fine. He's about to fly back anytime or any moment, sort of thing, honey, child. So what in the world possessed you to print such faulty nonsense in the paper? Because there's nowhere else. This is some exclusive.
Listen, I am as horrified as you are that this is the case, that this is in the paper. Well, honey child, how is it in the paper? If you two don't know how this got into the paper, honey child, how in the world did it just turn up? Someone gotta put it there.
Do you have any clue, Sally Murray, being a police chief?
Well,
no, of course not.
Excuse me, why are you here insulting my ability?
Because, honey, we've seen your record. We know your record. It's bad, more scratches or nothing as anything.
Wait a minute. Look who wrote it.
Mary Bay wrote it? Mary Bay has a word for you, friends. You haven't hired that Yahoo back, have you?
Absolutely not, no.
But then how in the world did an article from her come into the paper?
I have no idea. Well, she's generated sales, that's for sure. That explains why so many people bought the paper. Listen, I am really sorry for this. This is unacceptable journalism whatsoever. For these things which are so clearly false. And no basis in fact. So, honey, how did she get into the paper? To write in the paper, though? Are you just claiming deniability? We're proclaiming it because it's true. Oh, hi, everyone.
Hey, Connie Chicago, how's it going?
I'm alright, thank you. Are you here to complain the story too about Christoph Voldo? Well, sort of, I suppose. I couldn't have helped from hearing, you know, from outside about, you know, Mary Bay and all. And I just wanted to inform you guys that Mary Bay's just down near the harbour, you know, down in the dock.
Really?
She's just waiting there.
Oh.
Well, in fact, she kind of got me a message to send to you that she is there. Oh, honey, this is all cryptic.
Well, honey, we better all go.
You guys all going? This could be a police matter. It might bring us more insight to the whole Jake situation.
Oh, shut up, Charlene. We're all going. Come on, Cody. Take her to take us to your leader.
She's not my leader.
Well, honey, just take us to Mary Bay.
Hello. I'm glad you got the message. Courtney Chicago, you've done well for yourself.
Well, honey child, you better not be like all this wedding, honey child. You better not be wasting our time by you sitting on the dock of the bay.
That's quite witty, Nanny Prescott. How long did it take you to think of that out? You know, 10 years?
Honey, shut up. Now, what's all this about?
Nanny Prescott, let me handle this. What about me as police chief?
Honey, you shouldn't be handling anything. Olivia, you go on.
Okay. What's all this about, Mary Bay?
Honey, I literally just said that.
Well, let me continue.
Okay.
What's all this about?
I said...
Oh, no, we're not going round and round now, Pesco, okay? Mary Bay, why is it that there's an article that you wrote in the front of my paper? Oh, so you see my handiwork. I was wondering if you want me to come back to your paper, as it's now dying, clearly, from Richard Hyman, and a competition at all. I thought if I show you my work, my handiwork, you might be impressed. And I've got your sales up and up and up. We could be liable for a lawsuit. This is not true at all. It's not. No, do you not even do any research? He's alive and well from as far as we can gather. Well, funny about that. Oh my days. Seriously, Mayberry, that's the reason why we fight. You haven't even bothered to look up your sources. I know my sources. Oh, okay? Thank you very much. Your sources? Well, I think you better think again.
Oh, Matthew Prince!
Yes, it is me. What is this ridiculous article? They will find as well. The plane has not crashed. Mayberry, can you even read? If you're supposed to see this amazing newspaper, gossip columnists and whatnot, do you not even know how to read sources or whatever and verify your facts before you print this garbage out? People have been scared to death. Kids have been scared to death. So many people have been scared to death that as I was flying them, along with Roger Chicago, that they would have been dead until. But everyone's fine and well. What is the meaning of this? Well, hold it. Did you say Roger Chicago? Yeah, he was my co-pilot. He's never been to Grass Valley before. Oh, okay. That's fine. Oh, honey child. You mean... He was your husband, wasn't he?
Well, honey, technically not with Takani, because remember there was other people married to Roger, and he was a trigonometer, not into trigonometry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds like it's what... Oh, honey child, where is that Roger now? I would like to kick him where nowhere hurts, honey child. I'd like to pay him some R-E-S-P-U-C-T back to him. You know what I mean? Where is... He's in Portugal.
So you didn't fly back with him?
No, he had some excuse about... I don't know what the excuse was, but he said he was going to stay there for a bit. He had some time off all of a sudden.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. Maybe where in the world did you find an article? Because you didn't write the article, didn't you?
What? Not at all. Of course I did.
Honey, child, tell the truth.
What makes you suspect that?
Honey, have you looked at the way this is written, right? This isn't Mary Bay style.
Honey, you know Mary Bay style.
Yeah, it's trashy. This isn't exactly trashy the way it's written.
Excuse me, I really find that offensive, okay? I am known for highbrow.
Honey, you're a gossip columnist.
Listen, well, maybe you will be probably up on lawsuits for printing out false information. And so the fact that your name's attached to it's even worse. Maybe if you can help us find out, help us into who actually wrote it, it might take some of the heat off of you. Honey child, it's Richard Harman, isn't it? What in the world makes you think of that? Well, Charlene Moray, see, literally mentioned Richard Harman in the same breath, and I bet you were at that office trying to get a job, and because the job fell through, because he was smart enough to hire you, you decided to break into Olivia, hoping she would come back after the circulation of that of a paper which had been dying, and you've helped by putting this story in, so you stole the story.
But honey, that makes no sense. Why would someone write such a false story? Unless... Wait a minute, Mary Bay. You stole a preemptive obituary.
What?
Yes, you stole a preemptive obituary.
What are you on about? Well, honey, once it is preemptive, because he isn't dead.
But my point is, like Charlene Murray here, because she was so dumb to be involved with that Cliff Clifford of hers. Remember when he wrote that preemptive obituary, because he's showing her out of his life and all, and then amidst the myriad and myriad of scandals, and the red, not to mention black flags, that Charlene Murray missed, including her own obituary there for the whole world to see, that he wanted her dead for the money, honey child. I think Richard Harman was not going to publish that just yet, but was going to wait until he knew the details and then finally publish it himself. He was preemptive of the fact that he believed that they were going to die. And there was this holding place all the rest of until he found out the particulars.
But how did you have the particulars from who?
Well, I don't know.
Well, this theory makes no sense. If Mary Bay doesn't even cooperate, that is the truth. Okay, fine, it is the truth, okay? It is the truth. I did stole it from Richard Hyman. Yes, okay, that's fine. But it sounds like to me you guys are on to something. And I would love to be there to be at the cutting edge so that I can get the full scoop. You are not going to get any scoop whatsoever, Mary Bay. Do you hear me?
But I know where we're all going to.
Honey child, where?
To Portugal! Think about it! The Hymans have put out a hit on the Bulldogs! We gotta go there. But how in the world when we get there where we know where to find them?
Oh, Nanny Prescott, I could help you out there.
You do?
Yeah, I know exactly where they're going because I had the parcel that was a gift to them to show where they would go afterwards. You see, it was all arranged by Toby McHale.
It was arranged by Toby McHale?
Yeah, in the event of his death.
No way. Right, Matthew Prince, you better get on some private jet or whatever right now, because we are all... Okay, Charlie Moore, you ain't coming, because I can't trust you for life. Maybe you ain't coming, but everyone else, we're going to go right now. Come on!
That makes it...
No, we got to go, before it's too late. And you can tell me where we're going.
Those people just think they can brush me off like that. they don't learn how to mess with Mary Bay. They will learn not to do such a thing again. Hello, who is this? Charlie Moray, police chief. Oh yes, how's the case going, Jake? It's going fantastically well, but I thought you should know that Nanny Prescott's got a bunch of people running off to Portugal to find the Boldos, who apparently are supposed to find something, that evidence or whatever, to do with Toby McHale. What in the what? Yes, they're on their way. They're going there? Yes, and I thought it'd be very good for you. That's prime minister for you to know that's been the case. And not only that you should know that I do not believe anything of the theories that they've purported out or whatever about what happened to Toby. I'm still here to prosecute Jake. But I think if you want to stop that little situation happening at Portugal, you better sort it out. Thank you for the update, Charlie Moray. We'll be in touch. Hello, Richard Hyman. Mary Bay, what are you doing here? I suggest you go off to Portugal right now. As you can see, my little act worked of stealing your little paper. And they're now all the way running off to try and catch the Boldos before anything happens to them. But I'm giving you this call as a courtesy, because since the Graham Neptunes and all that don't want me, I feel you do. I'm trying to generate so much sales just from publishing this myself. And if you want me to start speaking at all and saying this all came from you, I would suggest, in order to avoid it, hire me and to go and track them down before it's too late. Mary Bay, consider yourself hired and shut up. Thank you. Looks like I've got a show of another problem of Dad's. You've been listening to What's Going On Grass Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming aboard and listening to the show. Do tune in. Remember, there's books you can buy. We've just now done Volume 44 Deluxe Edition, so do buy that. And don't forget, there's other books as well you can buy. And also, there's other episodes you can tune in as well. But until next time, bye-bye for now.